Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May you be blessed in all you do today, confident that the Spirit of God leads you with wisdom and with love. I know that this morning I went on my way to your bindery, and that's clear across town. It takes me about half an hour to get into Lakewood. And I was listening to 710, and Dave Ramsey was taking Charlie Kirk's radio show today, and he was so emotional, and he made me cry. I walk into your bindery, I mean, red-eyed and bawling. I mean, this whole week has been, you know, I sense this whole last week, since the terrible murder of Charlie Kirk, has been a cleansing through our tears. And God appreciates that so much, that we feel it so deeply. But Dave Ramsey said, in front of me here on the desk is the microphone of Charlie Kirk. Erica gave it to me last week. He said, I wish I would have had time to tell Charlie how much I love him. He was just bawling. And then he said, and right in front of Charlie Kirk's microphone is Rush Limbaugh's golden mic. And, oh, I miss that man. And so when we miss people, I think we should do what I just said today. The Spirit of God will lead us to wisdom and to love. So when I walked into your bindery and I'd been crying, and I just said, Luann, you have been such a blessing. For 30 years, I've walked into your bindery every month. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. And you're always coming through for me, even with the power pack. And I just hugged her deeply. I believe this is a time when we can really show our affection and our love for one another, friend. There's no other time. This is perfect. It truly is. And even this morning when they were moving the last of John Wells Music Center pianos out of my home to go to South Carolina to my granddaughter, Emma. Divine, who came to move the piano out into his truck, he said, I really appreciate you. Where have I seen you before? And I said, well, I don't think you've seen me. But he had to hug me when he left. And I said, Father God, just thank you. I mean, I don't know if you feel this. If you're in your apartment or a place where you don't feel this love, oh, get out there. Get out there in the public and see this love that God is bringing to you through people and through friends and people that you don't even know. Even I went to get a latte today, an iced latte, and Adam was just, he handed it to me, and here you go, and you have a great day, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate you too, Adam. I mean, oh, this is a time to love, folks. It's a time to love like you've never loved before. No hate speech, no condemnation, no critical eye, but just love. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And Kimberly, if I don't give it over to you, it's just going to be dead air.
I'm here.
Dead air.
Oh, such a good word, Mom. Oh, such a good word. And when you say in him you live and move and have your being, And when you say you're blessed to dispense, we're talking about the Spirit of the Lord being able to use us as vessels. Yes. To bring healing, to bring love, to bring kindness and mercy to one another. And this is the time.
Yes,
you actually reminded me of a trash collector who used to come every week on his route when my kiddos were really young. They were so tiny, they would all line up at the same window, our bay window, and watch as they would grab the trash and dump it in the trash truck. And this was before we had the automated one. So, and then they would all wave, and he always waved at them, and they would all wave at him. And it was just this relationship for years. Well, as my children grew and they started, you know, not wanting to line up at the window anymore, and they had other things to do.
Yes.
And then there was someone else who had the route. So we didn't see him for a number of years. But that same one came around a couple years ago. I was out in the front yard watering some plants, and he was just taking over for the person who has our route now. And he saw me in the yard, and he got out of that truck and walked across the whole front yard, which is a long yard. He walked across the whole yard with his arms open and said, "I just wanted to give you a hug. Are your kiddos still living here?"
Kimberly.
You're right. It is the time to just show each other how much we appreciate one another and how fun. We had never really had any kind of verbal interaction all those years, but how fun that he remembered my little kids waving at him every week. And, you know, when we see what's happening in this world and hear statistics like one out of every three, this is something I keep hearing popping up. It's one out of every three in this young generation believe that it's okay to solve or to resolve a conflict with violence.
Yes.
I'm hearing this statistic and I'm wondering, wait, how did we get to this place?
Yeah.
And what do we do now with statistics like that? I believe we really need to join Jesus in his intercession and in his way of forgiving and loving. And do you know that he is still at the right hand of the Father interceding for us? That's not something that the scripture wrote about and said it happened once. Like, that's just what he does.
Yes.
That's what he loves to do. He loves to intercede over his people. We are his people, and he sees our struggles and our heartbreak. And I know there are many people who struggled with Charlie Kirk's approach to bringing truth to our young people and our schools. But you talked about this. There was someone who wrote on the back of their truck when I was driving this past weekend. I read this. It said, "I cried for a man I never knew and don't agree with, because if we can't speak, we are lost."
That's right.
"If Charlie Kirk was an extremist for using his words, I'm extreme now." And it was extreme because he plastered that on the whole back of his pickup. I mean, it was a lot of words, and it was beautiful. And I want to be able to speak out and say, no, it's okay to talk about these things. It's not hate speech when we're questioning the life of a human being who hasn't been born yet. That's not hate. That's love. To say that I want to support a life that hasn't been born. We have laws in this country against murder. And we really need to apply those laws to the ones who have not been born yet.
That's right. Yes.
It's the same law. You know, so that's not hate speech to bring that up and talk about that. What causes feelings of rage and hate is really tender areas, tender subjects. When you start talking about abortion, you're talking about something that hurts. It does harm. And it does harm to the person who has actually walked through it. Mm-hmm. There can be guilt and shame that goes so deep that it's too hard to talk about. And they don't want somebody bringing it up. That's when we need to realize, okay, let's pray. let's intercede for those that are so broken that they're having a hard time with what has happened in their lives, and they don't want to hear these things. Let's pray. Let's pray for them and believe that they will come around to a place of mercy for themselves, forgiveness for themselves, grace for themselves. Because if we don't get that for ourselves, then we're not going to be able to give it to others.
That's right. Oh, that is so beautiful, Kimberly. It's like when you see Charlie embracing his beautiful wife and just having so much fun with his children in the sand and running with them and enjoying their presence. I believe many of those young people today, after seeing that, are wanting to be pro-life, are wanting to see life not being murdered any longer, are wanting marriage in their life. They're wanting children in their life. When so many people on the left have said, we don't want any more children, and that's why I believe that so many who have transitioned from female to male are absolutely devastated that they did this to their bodies, because now they can no longer have children. And that was the left's view, and that was their focus, and that's why they were actually promoting transgender, because they don't want our young people to have any children. And so we're giving life. We're just breathing life into this new, absolute new era. I know that Isaiah 22, verse 22 is our scripture this week. And it says, he has been given the key of the house of David. And when he opens, no one will shut. I believe this is an open door. I see that, Kimberly, an open door to love and love and love and accept the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a new era we're entering in right now.
That's right.
He's
and
opening a
it
door.
It also goes on. Yes.
Yeah, he's
it
opening
opens.
A door that will not be shut, and he shuts doors that will never be open again.
Yes, and I believe that that's what's happening with the kind of hatred and violence that does harm to his people.
Yes.
We are all his people.
Yes.
He created each and every one of us, and he never intended us to be harming one another like this. Psalm 68, verse 19, well, I'm just going to read 19 and 20. It says, blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden. Mm. God bears our burden. He knows when we are hurting inside. He knows when we feel shamed. He knows rejection. He knows misery and torment. I found it really interesting. Just at the top of the hour, Nancy DeMoss-Wagamuth was just talking about forgiveness and how unforgiveness ushers in torment.
Oh, yes.
When we refuse to forgive, then God has to allow us to experience that torment. And so she just said simply, so choose to cancel the debt and don't let torment in. Forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so forgiveness is huge. It's just a huge thing. The Lord is daily bearing our burden. He sent his only son to forgive it all. We're the only ones that are hanging on to unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The human beings are the only ones hanging on to unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
God is not hanging on to it. He is the God who is our salvation. God is to us a God of deliverances from that torment.
Oh, yes.
And to God the Lord belongs escapes from death. And I like to see our Lord as being one, he's a gardener. He's an architect. He's everything. He's so good at all of it. But as a gardener, he has planted seeds. And so many seeds, and the garden is full of every kind of fruit, vegetable, root, nut. He has it all. Just like we can picture a garden that is so full of foods, that's how many deliverances he has. All kinds of different deliverances. If you need deliverance from self-pity and unforgiveness, if you need deliverance from rage and anger, if you need deliverance from lust and gluttony, if you need deliverance because you have gotten caught into some mindsets and habits that are not healthy for you or your family or the ones that you live around, He has a deliverance for that. And guess what? He daily bears the burden of that torment in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That is what Psalm 68:19 is saying.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So when we hear statistics that are revealing torment and misery on this planet, we can be stirred up to intercede for those who are tormented.
Mm-hmm.
And even if that means ourselves, we can just start praying. And I just feel that right now. Mm-hmm. Father God, if these statistics are factual, then it is clear that we need you more than ever. Even if they are not true, we confess that we need you to intervene,
yes,
to soften hard hearts, to heal torn lives. You're the only one who can. We choose to believe that you will come. Holy Spirit, come with your truth, with your light. Open the floodgates of forgiveness,
yes,
mercy, and compassion in your humans. Open the doors that let healing flow for unity and harmony to exist in your people, and shut the door on violence,
mm-hmm,
and rage.
Mm-hmm.
Make us more like you, because your ways are better.
Right.
Lord, we believe you are the Father of mercy and compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that you have comforted us with.
Right.
So, Lord, make us more like you. Make us meek and gentle, humble and lowly, like Jesus, like you said. And help us to clothe ourselves with humility, because we know that you set yourself against the proud, and you have to allow torment to come when we have set ourselves against you.
That's right.
Oh, yes. It's in Jesus' name that we pray these things.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, amen.
God's way truly is better.
That's
and
right.
There's a song that came out earlier this year by Forrest Frank that people are singing and dancing to. There are these dances that it's a very specific dance.
Yes.
It's like a little line dance.
I know,
and
it is.
Yeah, my youngest piano students introduced it to me this past spring by showing me that dance.
Well, I just heard of him just a couple days ago because he was so pro Charlie Kirk, and he talked about Charlie on his platform, and he lost 30,000 people on his platform. And he says, you know what, if they don't love Jesus Christ, I don't need them. You know, he says he still has 1.5 million followers. And so we need to love in spite of what's going on. But I believe that when people say no, 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 and continue to say no, that finally it happens. And I pray today that if you're listening and you've said no, 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 no for so long, that friend, accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord today. He's worth everything in this life, everything. So, Kimberly, yes, we're going to introduce Forrest Frank, Your Way's Better.
When I'm overwhelmed within from the weight of all my sin, I need a friend to call my, I need a house to call my home. When I'm broken down inside and there's nowhere else to hide, I need a place where I feel known. Can someone help me? Then I hear you reply, bringing teardrops to my eyes, saying I'm not alone. Would you put my heart back together? I searched the world till my head hurt just to find out your way's better. Oh, oh, your way's better. Everything you say, making waves like a jet ski. You love every part of me, even when I was messy. Now I see the heart in your beauty, so I can finally sing out. Jehovah Jireh Provider, your way always gets me higher. Even on my darkest days, you're a lighter.
searched the world till my head hit her, just to find out your way's better. Oh, oh, your way's better.
Jesus, your way's better.
Yes, and Jesus' way is the way of forgiveness. You know, as I was listening to that, I need you now more than ever. Would you put my heart back together? I searched the world till my head hurt find out your way's better. And here's the thing. Jesus did not come to cover all of us with forgiveness so that we would never have to forgive. Mm-hmm. You know, I think maybe some people think, okay, Jesus, you came and you did everything that's needed for humanity to cancel out all of the bad, all of the negative, and bless us. But he came to show us how.
That's right.
How
he did.
To live.
Yes.
The blessed life. And so we need to learn to forgive. As I think I mentioned this last week as I was singing the song, Holy, Holy, Holy. Lord God Almighty, the third verse, it says, all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. And in Hebrew, in the Hebrew text, any time that they're talking about a body of water, they're talking about a body of people. And so if the body of people has become glassy, a glassy sea, that means there's no more rage. No more violence, no more unforgiveness, no more opinions, no more discussions that lead to disagreements, that lead to fights, that lead to separation. No more. No. It's all a glassy sea. And then rage and violence will no longer have any place in our communities at all. So that's one way that we can help Jesus shut the door on all of these differing opinions. And Forrest Frank, I love him. And bless him. I totally understand how he would respond and say, you know, if you 30,000 don't agree and don't love Jesus, then I don't need you anyway. But I want to go ahead and say, we need you.
Yeah.
Come back with those who are discouraged and maybe are feeling anger. I just pray forgiveness over those 30,000. I just call them out and say, okay, those 30,000 that dropped off of Forrest Frank's, you don't have to get back onto his and start supporting him, but come back to Jesus.
That's
come
right.
back to the Lord.
Yes.
We need you.
Yes.
We need those who are actually super angry and violent. We need them to have their hearts softened and to calm down and to be at peace and then to show us the beauty that they were made for.
Amen. That's the work of Holy Spirit. When we call
yes.
forth people, we need to say, Holy Spirit, you go to work in them because I know that your work is perfect and you know how to reach them when sometimes we don't know how to reach them. But he goes deep right. into their hearts and into their mm-hmm. minds to take care of everything that they have been concerned about and to bring love. God's unconditional love. That's what's beautiful. Yes. I love in that song. I love that. I'm glad your students were teaching you that song because the bass notes. Oh, I love the bass notes.
It's so fun.
So
yeah.
Good. Isn't it fun? And I remember as he was singing, I remember those times when we had devotions. And I remember even when you were a little girl and I was pregnant with Dana, that your dad and I were, you and your dad, excuse me, not me, but you and your dad were jumping on this big, beautiful bed. And you were jumping so hard that it broke the frame on the bed. And so we had to glue it together. And it glued just great. But I remember those fun times. And, oh, friends, as you're listening, have fun times with your children. Have glorious and joyful times with your children. Let them know that you are a person of love and you want to go on an adventure with them to discover more of Jesus Christ. Praise
the Lord.
That's
right. You know, and to be thinking of our Father God as a God that has fun with his children.
Yes.
Do you know that God is always thinking the best of you?
Mm.
You know, as you're listening today, you might not even be thinking the best about yourself. But God is thinking the best of you. And any mistake you've ever made, any sin, any fault, any weakness, he is so full of forgiveness and mercies that are new every morning. Every time the sun rises, it's just a new day, a new, fresh new start. And if you want to hear more about that, join us tomorrow. We've got more to say about how good our God is and how much he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He's so patient with you. And we just want to be able to bless you to have patience with yourself and patience with others around you so that we can truly be the light and the love of God in this world.
Oh, praise God. Well, take joy, my friends. Take joy. We'll see you tomorrow, the Lord willing.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.